I'm joined by Gemma Gowland and James Saar, who are organisers of the Woodland Pathways Art Trail, which is currently happening at Hook Green near Lamberhurst. So, welcome, ladies, first of all. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Yeah, great to be here.
Thank you.
So, it's described as art sited within and responding to the unique characteristics of this ancient woodland, which sounds delightful, it sounds intriguing. So, Gemma, first of all, tell us a brief overview of the whole event.
Okay, so this is something that we cooked up back in the winter. The wood is ours, so it's my husband's, Malcolm Wiley. His pride and joy, and it's such an amazing place. Jane and I go to a lot of things like sculpture trails, art events, and I think we just thought, you know what, we could do that here. So we have then we put out the call, and there's eight artists who are doing very different work all the way through the wood for people to discover.
It sounds wonderful. So, Jane, how did you get involved with this?
So Gemma and I know each other. We met through other sort of art events and spaces. So we've kind of collaborated on things before, and yeah, we got talking about whether we could do something in the wood. And I have a sort of museum background, so I have some experience of putting exhibitions together. And yeah, we thought we could make an exhibition in the wood.
So you are both artists.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Are you sculptors? What type of art do you do?
So I guess we're both sculptors and we both work in clay. But
Different. They're both ceramics, but it's very different work. I mean, the furthest ends of the scale almost to what you do with clay, because mine is figurative and Jane's is architectural and responding to place a lot. So,
so I imagine then when you're providing art for a woodland, you have to scale everything up. Is that, or are these small artworks? I'm trying to picture it in my mind. Gemma, how's it going to work?
Some is. I mean, it very much depended on how the artists responded to the wood. Mine isn't that big, but it's been changed to go with the wood because I normally do figurines. But Jane's definitely gone for scale. And another of our artists, Rachel Nicholson, has definitely scaled her work to fit the wood, which is marvellous.
So, Jane, how long is it taking you to get it from an idea to where we are now?
I think we probably had the first idea about a year ago. We sort of looked into options and talked to potential funders and played with different ideas of how it might be. And it sort of, these things, it takes a while to sort of work out exactly what you want to do and what you can do and what would be best for the space and, find out who's interested, all that kind of thing. But we really started working on it seriously, probably back in December.
So the woodland, did it have a trail?
No public footpaths through it because it's part of the old Camden estate. It's a shooting area normally, so it's got a track. It's got some pathways through the middle. I mean, it's beautiful, and it's a very special place, I think, because it's not populated by people very much at all up until now.
So when visitors arrive, how does it work for them? Is there a route? Is there a map they follow? Or how do they just wander around generally and discover these wonderful
No,
art
there
pieces?
is a trail. There's a map, and all of the artworks are pinpointed on the map so that you can go and discover certain things. Some of our visitors might want to see particular types of work. So yeah, they can follow the trail around, but they can obviously that it's not set in stone which direction you go. There's a few choices along the way.
And Jane, are you finding that the people who are have attended so far, because it started on the 2nd of June, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So are you finding that the people who visit are artists, or are they just people who are just generally curious? Are they families? What sort of people are you seeing?
We've had all sorts of people, actually. Yes, some of them are artists who've come because they're interested in that. Some of them are people who are, because it's Southeast Open Studios at the moment as well, so they might be visiting some studios and they're seeing our signage and coming in. Some of them are very local people who are walking dogs and the gates open, so they can come in for once and have a look. We've had families, we've had older people.
Gemma, is it a large site?
It's quite large. I guess it's about 20 acres altogether. So it's a decent length of trail.
It's doable. It's
It's
not.
doable. I think
Yeah.
if people really have mobility issues, then it's probably not the place for them, but you can drive in and park and go up the main track quite easily.
Is it open access or do they need tickets?
Oh, it's free to come in. You just have to come in during the time. So it's on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the next 2 weeks. So
From what time?
10 till 5.
How many art pieces are there altogether in the wood? Do you know?
22, yeah.
And these are all sorts of different types of medium, are they, Jane?
They are, yes. So we've got sculptures in ceramic, reclaimed metal, glass, mycelium. One of the artists grew her sculptures out of mushroom roots, which is
Really?
completely amazing. Yeah.
And that sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd never come across anything like that before, so that's definitely worth a look. We also had a poet join us, so she's written poems about the whole project and about each of the artist's works. So those are written down and you can discover those as you're going along. So there are, yeah, 21 sculptures and 9 poems, technically.
And there are certain days where there are specific things happening, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, we invited the artists to put together ideas for events that they could lead so that there'd be something extra happening in the woods if people came along at those times. And it gives people a chance to meet the artists and perhaps find out a bit more about techniques that they use. So you could come along. One day, Saskia, for example, is talking about this experiment of growing the mycelium. People are doing demonstrations so you can see how some of the techniques work. We've got a British Sign Language tour on the 18th. So yeah, there's a whole range of different events and it's just a way of kind of adding an extra layer to that experience. There's always somebody there at the woods to welcome visitors when they come and sort of chat and answer questions if people have them. It gives people a chance to kind of find out a bit more and go a bit deeper.
Haven't you been lucky with the weather then? Good grief. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the one thing you couldn't plan for, isn't it?
No, quite. Let's keep our fingers crossed it stays nice.
And what will happen to the artwork afterwards?
The individual artists will take it away with them, unless previously sold.
I wonder what will happen to the mushrooms.
They're still growing. It's very interesting. I see them every day because it's our wood, and I'm recording how much they grow.
Maybe you'll get to keep those. So,
Yeah.
how can our listeners find out about more details about this and when the actual events are happening?
Full details are on the website.
Okay.
So it's www.hookgreenwood.com, and that's got details about the exhibition. It's also got all the event listings. It's got details of how to find it, and the dates and times and everything is on there. We're also on Instagram again as Hook Greenwood. But yeah, if you Google Pathways Art Trail, you'll find us.
And it is in Lamberhurst or near Lamberhurst.
We're on Neil's Road, which is just off Furnace Lane as you come out of Lamberhurst.
It sounds really brilliant. It must have been a heck of a thing to organise. Would you do it again? Is this going to happen next year?
We might let the dust settle first before we decide. Definitely, people have really enjoyed it and have been talking about next year, and it's great to be able to show work in areas that don't always get this kind of, people in Lamberhurst area don't often get to see art in their, local areas. So it's great to be able to share that with people.
Yeah, and when we're in such a beautiful part of the country and such, we have such wonderful countryside, it's nice to
Exactly.
celebrate it,
Yeah.
isn't it? Yeah,
Exactly so. Yeah.
Gemma, this must have been and not only a big event to organise, but how did you fund it?
Well, each of the artists is funding their own installations. I mean, because we don't pay for the site or anything, it's really just the cost of the posters, and advertising things. So yeah, we've all chipped in a small
Wow.
amount to
That's wonderful because
yeah.
it is a totally free event, so people can just
Yeah.
go along and enjoy. Wonderful. Well, ladies, I hope it's a great success. It started on the 2nd of June. When does it end, Gemma?
On the 18th,
The
so
18th.
we've got this coming weekend and the weekend after.
So it's 10 till 5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that period. Yeah. Not so it's not
Yes.
open all week. It's just those
No,
specific
it's not. No.
days. Okay, so generally the gate's open, you take yourself along on those days, and if you want to attend a specific talk or whatever, check out the website. Just remind me again of that website, Jane.
So it's hookgreenwood.com.
Okay, sounds brilliant. Well, ladies, thank you very much for joining me today. Good luck with the event. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Glenn.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.